Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes! Brand new Bang and I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. The NBA regular season is done. We don't wait months. The NBA regular season is done. We are giving out our NBA regular season awards today. The most anticipated, the most coveted, the most well-thought-out regular season NBA awards are being given out today. Plus, we're breaking down the NBA play-in tournament and playoffs, all that and more in a fantastic Brand New Bang and I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast coming live from South Beach. Yes, it's banana hammock season in South Beach, Florida. Brand New Bang and I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, A.K.A. the Dust Mother. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real proper. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real loud and real funky. See, I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Let's fucking go. Boom. I'll do it one more time. A biggity, boom, yes. Higgity, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior, a.k.a. Mr. New York, a.k.a. Jewish Jake LaMotta. I hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct from the beaches of Miami, Florida. I am in South Beach. I took my talents to South Beach for a couple of days. I was able to squeeze out a little bit more juice, squeeze a little bit more Miami juice out of my trip. I'm enjoying it down here. Weather's fantastic. A little breezier than I expected, but nonetheless, I'm in Miami. It's in the ocean. Water's magnificent. And I'm feeling good. Hope everybody else is feeling good worldwide. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. So welcome to the Iron Diggity Dome of Disruption, the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. Shout out to the couple of I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast fans that were at the show the other night in Miami. Fun show. Weird setup, but good show, good crowd, fun at this Bitcoin event. Did a quick little hit there. A bunch of comedians did him. My man Jay Farrow, Donnell Rollins, a bunch of people. It was fun. And now I'm enjoying some time just relaxing. You know, when you don't have to do anything, when you don't have to go anywhere, when you don't have to clean anything, it's really enjoyable. One day, 2 days, just an afternoon, whatever you could squeeze out. It's really necessary. It does good for the mind, body and the soul. But we are at the halfway point, well, almost at the halfway point of the month of April, which means the NBA playoffs are starting. The play-in tournament is starting. The playoffs will be following, and the regular season is done. And it has been a fantastic regular season of NBA basketball. In my opinion, the most competitive regular season in recent memory. Even bad teams like the Orlando Magic, the Detroit Pistons, and the Oklahoma City Thunder have young stars to build heading into next season. They have young players. But this is not about lottery teams. This is not about draft prospects. I'm talking playoffs. And more importantly, since we're at the end, since the regular season of the NBA 2022 season is done, today I give out my awards, my regular season NBA awards, because for some strange reason, the NBA talks all season long about regular season MVP, defensive player of the year, coach of the year, most improved player of the year, rookie of the year, this, that, and the third. They discuss it all season long, and then to be so anticlimactic, they wait until June, pretty much the end of June, till the finals are played, till the playoffs are divvied out, the highs, the lows, the thrills of victory, the agony of defeat that will be forthcoming in the NBA playoffs. After all that, they go back in time, March, when it was April, May, it's almost 3 months. It'll almost be 3 months before they announce their regular season NBA awards. No, we're not doing that here at the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. The season ends, we announce our awards. We don't make these guys grovel. We don't make these guys wait. We don't bore. We don't long dick it. The regular season is over, so I'm giving out my awards the day that the regular season is over. Let's start with the big one. Speaking of long dicks, no pun intended, no Bruno. The MVP. Let's just jump into the MVP. Some say it's the Joker Jokic. Some say it is Joel Embiid. Some want it to be the Greek Freak. I love that fucking Greek Freak. But the MVP should go to the best player on the best team. And the best player on the best team this season has been the cookbook Devin, the cookbook Booker. He is my MVP. He deserves it. He's averaging 27 points a game, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. He played in 68 games. And the Phoenix Suns easily had the best record in the Western Conference, the best record in the season. That's the MVP. And on top of all that, what separates Devin Booker from Joel Embiid the Joker, and the Greek Freak. He's doing all of this while dating a Kardashian. Basically, this motherfucker is averaging a triple-double. Basically, Devin Booker is scoring 50 points a game, averaging 20 rebounds a game and 15 assists. Because when you're dating a Kardashian, we all know what it could do to you. We all know how it could drag you into the fucking dirty, sloppy, filthy mud. He led the best team to the best record. He was the best player all season long. Like I said, played in 68 games. And he's dating, I don't know which one, Coco, Carrie, Kuki. I don't know which Kardashian he's dating, but he's dating one of them. He is our MVP. Jokic ain't dating a Kardashian. Joel Embiid ain't dating a Kardashian. The Greek Freak ain't fucking with none of those Kardashians. Devin Booker is doing that and playing at a high level year after year. Somehow, some way, he keeps his nose out of the public eye and led his team to the best record in the league. Devin Booker, you are the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast regular season MVP. Congratulations, my friend. Listen, the Joker has been incredible, all right? But they've won 16 less games than Phoenix. Embiid is amazing. He's staying healthy, thank goodness. But him and his Sixers, in my opinion, they still lack that killer instinct. I love Giannis, the Greek Freak, his attitude, his humility, everything about him. Okay, he had a great season. He's coming on. I think that right now I am predicting the Milwaukee Bucks to win the championship, but the regular season NBA MVP is Devin the Cook Booker. Congratulations once again, Devin the Cook Booker, doing it night after night while dating. I don't know which one he's dating. Crazy Kardashian, Chameleonaire Kardashian, one of those Kardashians he's dating, and he just continues to do the damn thing. Giannis, the Greek Freak, Antetokounmpo, should win Defensive Player of the Year. He guarded the middle all season with Brooke Lopez out. No disrespect to Mikal Bridges, who everybody knows now. Last season, I said that he is probably the best two-way player in the game, and everybody was like, what the fuck? What are you talking about? They're naming this one. They're naming that one. Now everybody knows who Mikal Bridges is. He could easily win it. Phoenix, for some reason, gets the short end of the stick when it comes to being awarded awards. But in my opinion, when I do the numbers, and we racked up the numbers. We stirred them up real nice. Proper. Giannis should win Defensive Player of the Year, but if Mikal Bridges wins it, I will not be mad. The Coach of the Year, easy. Again, you got to go to the best team in the league. The Coach of the Year should definitely be in Phoenix with Monty Williams. He kept his team humming. Humming coming at you. And you know, I had to get you. He made all the adjustments. Especially in the fourth quarter, they made comeback after comeback. He is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast Coach of the Year. Congratulations, Monty Williams. Monty Williams is a great guy, great story. If you don't know his story and the adversity that he's had to overcome, just look up Monty Williams on YouTube. He lost his entire family in a terrible car accident and is somehow, some way, been able to continue to inspire and to give to the world despite horrible, horrible circumstances. Class act all the way. Congratulations, Coach. Congratulations, I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast Coach of the Year, Phoenix Suns Head Coach Monty Williams. The Rookie of the Year should be Evan Mobley in Cleveland. Never thought I would say that. He helped turn them from a doormat into a playoff contender. He's a future all-star, all right? He's got everything. He's got the makings to be an all-star. He does things on the court we literally have never seen. He's so damn long. No Bruno. I'll say it again. Evan Mobley is so damn long. No Bruno Cleveland, you know, they kind of fizzled out. You know, I think they're playing Brooklyn in the first round of the play-in tournament. It's going to be tough to beat them. But listen, it's the play-in tournament. Anything can happen, but we're not there yet. We're talking about regular season awards. We're talking about the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast regular season awards. And it is Rookie of the Year, Evan Mobley. Congratulations. Give a round of applause for these awards so far. Miles Jordan, give a nice round of applause. Most Improved Player of the Year. I know this guy doesn't want it. He thinks he's an MVP. He's not an MVP yet. But the Most Improved Player of 2022 is Ja Morant. This motherfucker went from a man who teams could back off of to a man that teams did not want shooting a three. He's been a monster on offense. He's been a monster on defense. He's leading this Memphis Grizzlies team into legitimate contenders. The Memphis Grizzlies, I don't think they're going to win a championship, but I would not be totally shocked if they did. I think they're too inexperienced to do anything really, really groundbreaking this year. But they love playing together. They have fun. They play as a team. They've won without Ja Morant, who's the best player on their team. And I'm going to double that up because the executive of the year is absolutely in Memphis. The vice president of basketball operations and general manager, Zach Kleiman, who's got to be Jewish. Zach Kleiman, that's got to be a Jew. Zach Kleiman has got to be I didn't even think about that till I said his name out loud. Zach Kleiman, the biggest surprise of the year with the deepest, most versatile team in the year. I'm just going to say, the executive of the year is in Memphis, and he is a Jew. Zach Kleiman, congratulations. And finally, for the sixth man of the year, someone who I had a problem with because of their summertime workout videos. I was like, just do it in private. Everybody wants to have the Mamba mentality. You never seen Kobe doing all that goofy shit. But he came back. He's had a ridiculous season. The sixth man of the year in South Beach, right? Shit. I should go give him this award in person. Tyler Hero is the real deal. Lighting shit. Yo, this dude, he ain't going to be coming off the bench for long. But he did a ridiculous job coming off the bench. He's the real deal. He's a huge reason why the Miami Heat won the one seed, the number one seed in the East. Those are the regular season, regular NBA awards. Again, Devin Booker for doing it under duress, dating a Kardashian. My defensive player of the year is Giannis. Coach of the year, Phoenix, Monty Williams. Rookie of the year, Evan Mobley in Cleveland. Most improved player, although he doesn't want it. Thinks he's an MVP. You ain't an MVP yet. Ja, soon to be an MVP. Morant, the executive of the year, the great Jewish general manager and president of basketball operations, Zach Kleiman. And the sixth man of the year goes to Tyler Hero of the Miami Heat. Again, these are regular season awards. I've said it once. I've said it many, 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 many times. Why wait till almost 3 months after the fact to give out regular season awards? It's so ridiculous. I know for that stupid night, that stupid celebration, it's ridiculous. It's not fair. It's the most overhyped, overemphasized, over-scrutinized, over-discussed award in all of sports. No one else does this shit. I Am Rappaport
Podcast. This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
the war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The regular season ends. I give out my regular season awards. And the regular season ends. I give out the special. The renowned Gringo Mandingo I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast Awards. These are awards that are customized from me. From the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast think tank. From the Dust Brothers. Okay? From the Bleach Brothers. These are the awards that everybody's thinking about, but nobody is saying. Let's jump right into it. The Phantom of the Arena Awards. These are guys that are the Doug Henning, the David Blaines of the NBA. The Invisible Man Phantom of the Year NBA Awards 2022. We had to go not one, not two, not three, four motherfuckers this year. The co-Phantom of the Arena Award goes to a few players who we saw here and there, everywhere on the bench, on Instagram, but never on the court. For the most ridiculous reasons you can think of. Of course, we have to start off the co-Phantom of the Year award goes to Ben Simmons of the Brooklyn Nets. Did not play a minute all season long, but dressed to impress every single time he sat on the bench with the Brooklyn Nets. I'll say it right now. He ain't playing a game during the playoffs. It's not happening. Ben Simmons, I don't know what your fucking deal is. I don't know what the fucking, what your problem is. But maybe it's time to just take the money and run, retire. You don't love the game. You don't love this life. Again, dated a card. He dated the girl that Devin Booker's dated. And look what it did to him. That's why Devin Booker's our MVP. Ben Simmons dated Kylie Kardashian. And he hasn't been the same since. The other Phantom of the Arena award goes to John Wall. I'm not even going into where the fuck and what the fuck is going on with John Wall. Another guy who doesn't love basketball, but he loves the life, Zion Williamson and Kendrick Nunn. Four players who combined for 0.0 minutes, 0.0 points the entire NBA season. Congratulations, fellas. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Next, the Don't Jump With Me Award. The Don't Jump With Me Because I Will Bang It On Your Fucking Head Award of 2022 goes to Jackson Hayes of the New Orleans Pelicans. He's young. He's raw. He's a 7-foot sideshow Bob-looking motherfucker, but he will dunk on you, on your friends, on your family, on your enemies. I like this kid. I like his energy. He's had some off-the-court incidents, but I fuck with Jackson Hayes. He gets the Don't Jump With Me Award. The honorable mention goes to the worst rapper in the NBA, but I am a huge fan, Miles Bridges. He's another one. You jump with Miles Bridges, he will dunk it on every single person in the zeitgeist. You, your mom, your cousin, your aunts, grandparents, handicapped people. He don't give a fuck. He got edged out by that freak show down in New Orleans, Jackson Hayes. Jackson Hayes, congratulations to the Don't Jump With Me Award of the 2022 regular season. The best in-season pickup goes to Spencer Dinwiddie in Dallas. He was a mess in the playing for the Wizards down in Washington, but solidified the second unit for the Mavericks. He spells out Luka and Jalen Brunson. He could play alongside them. I like Dinwiddie. He came back from a crazy injury. He hit that big buzzer beater against the Boston Celtics and won against the Brooklyn Nets. He's smart. He's chill. He's low key. And he's the best pickup all season. Shout out to Spencer Dinwiddie of the Dallas Mavericks. I'm glad his career is back on track because I like that dude. I like his whole thing. He's like this guy's like a tech geek, Spencer Dinwiddie. We need to talk to him about some Bitcoin information. I'm sure he's making millions of Bitcoin. Honorable mention goes to Derek White in Boston. Great pickup. Seth Curry in Brooklyn and Robert Covington in Los Angeles. Friend of the Ian Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Notice how I did not say James Harden because he's got way too much to prove to himself and everybody else after all his bullshit in Brooklyn. The best in-season pickup goes to Spencer Dinwiddie of the Dallas Mavericks. Finally, the Big Shot Bob Award of the Year. This is a special award we give out to the player who's made the biggest of the big shots all regular season. Again, means nothing in the playoffs, but 82 games, he's done it all season. The Big Shot Bob Award goes to DeMar DeRozan, the same DeMar DeRozan, who according to Irving Magic Johnson, wanted to be a Los Angeles Laker, but for some strange reason, LeBron James went with Russell Westbrook, and that's the first and only mention of the Lakers on this episode because they're done. We don't discuss past tense. We don't discuss people that are on vacation. Okay, But DeMar DeRozan wins the Big Shot Bob Award. Honorable mention goes to the cookbook, Devin Booker, who also made a lot of big shots, but not as many as DeMar DeRozan. Again, these are regular season awards. What happens in the regular season stays in the regular season. It means jack shit going forward. I am Rappaport
Podcast. This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
playoffs. We talking playoffs? Yeah, we're talking playoffs. We've waited. We've watched. We've been to games. We've been to regular season games. We NBA ticketed it. We TNT'd it. We ESPN'd it. We Dolores Burked it. We watched all the games. Everything is lined up for the playoffs. It's going to be a fantastic playoff. I love the NBA. I love basketball. And I am so fucking excited. The majority of the players, the majority of the stars are healthy. I am concerned about Steph in Golden State. I don't know how he's going to be. That team, they were cooking, they were smoking. But off the top of the dome piece, the majority of the stars, the majority of the teams are healthy. Healthy as you can be after playing 82 games. Not that everybody plays 82 games except for Mikal Bridges. But everything is set. Let's start with the eight play-in tournament teams. The Charlotte Hornets. LaMelo Ball's a motherfucker. You know, I was thinking the other day, do you think that the Golden State Warriors regret not taking LaMelo Ball? I mean, James Wiseman has potential, but LaMelo Ball is right now. He's doing it right now. But it's Charlotte, Atlanta, Cleveland, and Brooklyn in the East. And it's San Antonio. They did it. New Orleans, the Clippers, and Minnesota. Let's start with the Timberwolves. The strengths are they play team defense to offense. They have length, no Bruno, and depth. Weaknesses, they play too much fucking hero ball. Superstars, they have Karl Anthony Towns, who's not the best. He said he was the best big man shooter of all time. First of all, Kevin Durant's 7 feet. Second of all, Dirk Nowitzki. Karl Anthony Towns, you're not the best of anything yet. Nothing. You're not the best of anything yet. Best of all time. Are you crazy? But he's had a great season. He's bounced back from so much adversity personally. It's him, Anthony Edwards, and sometimes D. Russ. The X factor, the unheralded X factor is Naz Reid. How they can do it, how they can make some impact, outscoring everybody else. They're a good team, but I don't think they're ready. I love Anthony Edwards, and I like that team. I like Karl Anthony Towns, but they're not ready. The Clippers, they're getting hot at the right time, although Kawhi Leonard ain't coming back. Shocking. He's another guy. Do you like basketball, Kawhi Leonard? They have great team defense to offense, depth, great coaching, weaknesses. They live by the three. They die by the three. Their superstars are, of course, Paul George, and sometimes, Reggie Jackson. The unheralded X factor on the Clippers is Luke Kennard. How they make an impact, how they win it all, putting teams through 48 minutes of pure hell. Okay? Listen, the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast, we watch the games. We've been watching. We've been taking notes all season long. Next, the Pelicans. Their strengths, mid-range scoring, length on defense, again, no Bruno, and size, no Bruno. Their weakness, not a lot of athleticism. Zion Williamson hasn't played. Superstars, B.I., Brandon Ingram, C.J. McCollum, and sometimes Jonas Valanciunas. The X factor, the unheralded X factor is Herbert Jones, rookie Herbert Jones. They hustle, they play hard. That is how they win it all. Finally out in the West, the Spurs. Everybody thought they were dead, but they keep coming after you. Their strengths, explosiveness, depth, and of course, coaching. Their weakness is strength. Okay, that's their weakness. Superstars, Jawante Murray, Keldon Johnson, the unheralded X factor, Devin Vassell. How they win it all, Coach Popovich, somehow, some way, pushes the right buttons. Obviously, when I say win it all, I just mean playing to their full potential. And playing to their full potential would mean making it into the actual playoffs. Remember, the play-in tournament is not the playoffs. The play-in tournament is not the actual playoffs. It's a little bonus. It's a cherry on top for super freak fans like myself. Move to the East. When the East is in the house, oh my God, ba-dum, ba-dum, boom. All right, the Eastern Conference play-in teams, the Charlotte Hornets, strengths, shooting, fast break, offense, playmaking, weakness, size. No, Bruno. Superstars LaMelo Ball is the fucking real deal. He's tough. He's a leader. He ain't scared of shit. Terry Rozier, sometimes. Miles Bridges. Gordon Howard remains to be seen. The X Factor's Kelly Oubre, worrying about his fashion, worrying about his Supreme, more than he's worrying about being a great player. The Atlanta Hawks, who made it, remember last year, they made it all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals, but now they had to fight. They had to fight to keep their playoff lives alive in sudden death. Their strengths are shooting, playmaking, depth, weakness, defense. Superstars is, of course, Trae Young, Bogdan Bogdanovic, and sometimes Kevin Huerter. The X Factors, Clint Capella, how they win it all. Trae Young goes full MVP mode. If he doesn't go full MVP mode every single night, Atlanta Hawks don't have a shot. Moving on to Cleveland, great story. Okay, plenty of potential going forward. Hopefully Jared Allen can play. The Cleveland Cavaliers, their strengths are shooting, size, no Bruno, playmaking. Their weaknesses are depth without Jared Allen. The superstars are Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, and Caris LeVert. Their X factor is Kevin Love. Can he show up? Can he pull some more powerful, strong Kevin Love with the gray hair minutes? How they win it all, returning to midseason form with defense, depth, and confidence. And of course, in the East, in the play-in tournament, the Brooklyn fucking Nets. The enigma. Personally, I hope they're one and done. All the bullshit they've put the NBA through, I don't think that's going to happen. Strengths, scoring, playmaking, shooting, and scoring. I'll say it again. Weaknesses, defense. Their defense sucks. They got no strength outside of Drummond. The superstars are obviously the spitter and the burnout. The X factor is Patty Mills. How they win it all, outscoring every single body, every single game. It's not their year. Karma is a motherfucker, but that's the play-in teams that are playing in the play-in tournament. Now to the teams who won't have to be in the play-in tournament in the West: Denver, Utah, Dallas, Golden State, Memphis, and Phoenix. In the East, Chicago, Toronto, Philly, Boston, Milwaukee, and Miami, they all have the week off. All right? They have plenty of days to rest, to chill. They earned it. And when the playoffs actually start again, the play-in tournament is not the playoffs. We will break down the playoffs when everything is laid down and ready to go. Yes, we know our NBA. Yes, we watch the games. Don't just watch the highlights. Watch the games. We here at the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast Think Tank are tapped in. We are tapped in as much as you possibly can be. And if you're looking to make some money, come join me and the Dust Brothers along with our dedicated teams of captains at CaptainPicks.com. We're making money. We're not just doing NBA. We're doing lacrosse. We're doing soccer. We're doing baseball. We're doing NHL. Get a free day or a week. Buy one, get one free when you use the promo code CASHIT. Okay? At CaptainPicks.com, you get a free day or a week on a buy one, get one free. Use the promo code CASHIT. We watch, we win, we create podcast history. Boom, championship. Okay? This is champion shit right here. Anyway, I can't wait for the NBA playoffs to start off, but in the meantime, I'm going to enjoy every single minute of these play-in games. I'll be back in New York City, Nueva York, this week. All right, and then I'm going to be in Irvine performing live the 22nd, 23rd. I'll be in D.C. the 28th, 29th, and the 30th. All tickets, all information for all my shows throughout August are available at MichaelRapportComedy.com. MichaelRapportComedy.com. Came, saw, disrupted. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Buzz, a.k.a. the Dust Buzz. Take me at it with something real nice. Take me at it with something real proper, but end this fantastic regular season NBA award show episode with something real nice and real proper. I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm out.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.